this is Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time, and we are making progress. I'm here with my friends Jackie and Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I am the biggest Friends fan.
And I'm Vanessa Martinez, and recording these makes my morning as a newbie.
Of the Yay!
This has been really fun. I was telling someone that the best thing about this is watching a couple of Friends episodes every week, because it always puts me in a better mood and makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Right? Today we're doing the 58th episode, the one where Rachel quits. It premiered on December 12th, 1996 to 25.1 million people. Jackie, give us a quick overview.
So I love this episode because, one, Rachel quits, but she's also, it's a Christmas episode, and I love, 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 love Christmas. So I'm happy about that. She quits her Central Perk waitress job and goes for a dream job in fashion. And then Phoebe saves Christmas by having sympathy for Christmas trees, and Ross sells brown bird cookies.
I like this episode. I thought it was a good holiday theme. Yes. Without being overly border, without being too much, and without being too sentimental too.
Yeah, I agree. I love seeing holidays in anything. I am a big Hallmark Movie Channel fan. So anytime I know that like these shows are doing special Christmas episodes, I am here for it.
Yes, same thing. I love everything Christmas. I am already counting down the days till Christmas. I have already been staring at my holiday decor since the beginning of September, so I'm ready to go.
Are you like the radio station that starts playing Christmas like in mid-November?
Oh, yeah. Christmas. Oh, yeah. I remember one year I listened to Coast every single day. They played Christmas music every time I was in my car.
That's amazing.
And I was so excited, and I was hoping to do it again the following year, but my husband's not. He likes Christmas, but it's just not. Yeah.
He's not our level, Vanessa. Yes. So Hallmark started doing Christmas movies during Christmas in July. So I would, to like escape and just to watch joy on TV, I would watch Hallmark. And then now they only do it on Friday nights.
I mean, I like Christmas, but that's a little. I feel bad for Thanksgiving. I feel like Thanksgiving gets overlooked and neglected, so I refuse to do anything Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
I know every Christmas carol because I was in show choir, and our director's big thing was Christmas, so I had to learn every single Christmas carol, and I pretty much know every song they play on Coast.
What's your favorite Christmas song, Christmas carol?
Oh, I have so many, but I think the one that my favorite one would have to be the Alleluia one. That's like very like, I don't know. I don't want to sing it because I can't
really sing it.
No, it's the one that goes like Alleluia, 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 that one's pretty cool.
That's a great one. I think it's called the Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah, I think it's something very simple like that. I didn't want to say it wrong.
I think that's what it's called. But yeah, that's a great one. Because I think there's two different, there's secular Christmas songs and there's religious Christmas songs. So I put them in two different categories.
That's true.
Like Oh Holy Night and Silent Night. Those are beautiful songs.
Beautiful. And I like Carol of the Bells.
But then I like Happy Christmas and Last Christmas too. You know, those are very more like secular Christmas songs.
So true. Yeah. What would you think Phoebe's favorite Christmas song would be, since she has
she has all
this empathy for these trees? I totally agree with her though. Like, because I feel bad for them.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, Christmas tree. That's true. Oh,
that would be a good one for her.
I just love it because she's just so, this is such a Phoebe thing. Like, she has sympathy and empathy for these trees that go in the chipper, you know?
the ugly ones that no one neglected. This is the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Maybe Grandma Gardened Over by a Reindeer would be her favorite one.
Because it's so out there, and she's so out there.
Yeah. But I just love the whole theme around Phoebe too, because it's kind of like, it shows that her, how'd you say it, naivete towards, you know, life. And she's just such a kid at heart. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like, I have gone to the Christmas tree shops, and I have thought about what they do with those trees. And I look at sad trees And I mean, I don't ponder them like Phoebe does, but I'm like, oh, how sad, they're not going to get sold. Continue on. I'm not going to buy it.
They're, I mean, they are farmed. They call them Christmas tree farms. They are farmed and raised and cut and to be in. And, you know, I love the way she looked at it originally, that they were, you know, being abused and all that. And then they flipped it on her to, they're fulfilling their destiny because they feel pretty and they know they make people happy when they're in their homes.
Yeah.
But trees indoors would not, I don't think trees like being indoors. I guess houseplants don't mind being indoors, though. They seem to thrive on it.
Wasn't that why you always try to put it by a window so at least get some sunlight, you know, like.
I always get real Christmas trees and I always put warm, hot water in it instead of cold water.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like the initial planting.
I want to get a real Christmas tree this year. I haven't had one in years. So I have like a fake little one, but I want to get a real, real one this year. It's my goal because this year has been so like blah that I am going to up my Christmas spirit. I'm going to buy more Christmas dresses and wear them to work. And like, I'm just going to up my Christmas spirit this year to spread joy.
Jackie, I love that you're such an optimist that you described 2020 as blah. I think that's, I think people use a much harsher term.
It's true. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're like the fairy godmother of Christmas spreading joy.
Yes, that's what that's a good idea. Yes, I will dub myself out. So if it has to call me the fairy godmother of Christmas, I'm gonna do that for Christmas.
You don't want a lump of coal.
Starting November 1st. Just kidding.
Yeah. November 1st, that's early, right after Halloween.
Just kidding. No, I won't start that early.
No, that's good. I mean Costco already has their Christmas bows out.
What?
Yeah, like the ribbon that they sell.
That's amazing.
Never too early.
Never too early.
And I love at the end how she walks into Monica's apartment and all the Christmas trees are saved.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just showing how much the friends actually do pay attention to her and love her because they did save all the scraggly Christmas trees at the end.
Yes, and then her line at the end. Vanessa, did you recognize what that line? God bless us, everyone. Did you recognize where that was from, Vanessa?
No, I didn't. Oh, but that was my favorite.
Yes, it's the Christmas Carol. They say that at the end. Tiny Tim.
Yes. Oh.
So that's why like it's kind of like a thing. That they just kind of like laugh about it because it's not her saying it. It's the line from Tiny Tim. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've discussed all the Christmas parts, so let's take a quick break and come back and talk about Ross becoming a Bromberg sales person and Rachel quitting her job. Big move. We'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are back and we are talking about the one where Rachel quits. It's really a Christmas episode, even though it's I don't like that. But it is the Christmas episode. And, you know, Rachel's been working this job, this temporary job as a waitress in Central Perk, what, for 2 years now?
Yeah. Well, this is the third season, so 3 years.
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
So she finally realized she got to get going, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gunther said she had to be retrained and she wasn't having it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she got a new job. And I'm kind of proud of her for standing up to herself because it's something that's very hard to do, especially, you know, when you want to follow, like, your dream, you could say. Mm-hmm. So she took that leap of faith and went for it.
But she took the leap of faith with Chandler's advice of the fear.
But it's true. I think maybe so somebody needs a little, like, sometimes fear can help a person if a person can be too comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
And once that fear sets in, then I don't know.
Chandler's one to talk. I think she brings that up, right? That he's staying in a job he hates.
I like that Rachel finally just, like, like you said, put on her big girl pants and quit her job. Like, she's finally, like, evolving. She has the relationship now. She needs to get her career going. So, finally, about time.
Yeah, so I think it was a good idea. Good for her.
Yeah, she definitely needs to move on. I mean, it's hard to quit a job when you don't have a job to go to, you know, but it's also hard to look for a job when you're working, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she should have figured that out a little better, but Joey's always looking for work and he always comes up and manages to make it happen.
But it's funny because you mentioned Joey, and Joey's the one who says, does that mean we're going to have to start paying for coffee?
So, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. And then at the end of the episode, we see that.
My favorite. This is my favorite part. This is where I laughed out loud.
Okay, say it.
Well, I mean, she thinks Joey got her this job with in fashion, the industry she wants to be in. I'm never going to have to make coffee again. And in the very last scene, her boss goes, can you maybe give me some coffee?
Yes. And then he's trying to teach her how to make coffee. And she's just standing there like, oh my gosh, I know how to make coffee, because she's been doing it for 3 years.
And it's even worse because he wants to reuse the filters. And
oh, so gross. So gross. Never reuse a filter.
But even worse than what she had before.
I know, it's horrible. It's kind of just like they give her a little leeway. It's like, okay, she's going to get a fashion job, and then it's like, boom, she gets this kind of fashion job. So,
right. But
I like that they just didn't, because it's unrealistic to think that you're going to get your dream job right away. You have to pay your dues, and so I like that they're making her pay her dues. And then that is also discussed in the next episode. It's mentioned in the next episode, but like, you're not going to go in and get, you know, your big dream job and very first try in the real world. So
no, and I think you have to try too. You have to really go out of your way.
Yes. Yes. You have to work for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Yeah. I really liked it. And I thought it was funny how, you know, it was true. She brought out her resume to all of her friends and she only had one job, Central Perk job.
Yes.
So at least she got this job to say she worked in the fashion industry in some sense, in some capacity.
Right.
Yeah.
Sense.
Yeah. But the other person who got a job, a Girl Scout, I guess you could say a brown bird job, is Ross.
I know.
He's also working his little tushy off.
Classic Ross, right?
Oh. Yeah.
He has to make retribution for his. What did he do? I forgot what he did.
So he was showing Chandler how to properly do a backhand because they were playing tennis. And then when he showed Chandler, Sarah, the little brown bird, was walking up the steps. And then so he knocked her over.
She broke her leg.
Yeah. And then she broke her leg. And so he feels bad for that, which is very fatherly of him to do. It's kind of okay, well, I want to help this girl out. I thought it was really sweet. I like this episode of Ross because it really shows that he really cares, because in the next few episodes I really don't like Ross, and we'll discuss that later.
Hardly on both of those counts.
Little Sarah, played by Mae Whitman, she was in Parenthood and Good Girls.
I didn't
recognize her.
Yeah,
was as a kid, right?
As a kid, yes.
So has she done anything since then? Is she still acting?
I haven't seen her in anything else aside from when she was in Parenthood. Mm, so I don't know what all she is in. But yeah, he has to sell, he sells 872 boxes of Brown Bird cookies. Wow. And then we also find out how Brown Bird cookies affected Monica's life.
Oh my goodness. So this is supposed to be Girl Scouts, and I like how they call the mint treasures, thin mints are mint treasures. And I buy five boxes of thin mints whenever I get Girl Scout cookies.
You're supporting a cause.
I get it, Monica. I get it.
I'm really more of the Samoas and peppermint patties. Not the peppermint, the peanut butter ones.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I go for the Samoas and mint cookies.
Yeah. I get it. I get Monica's obsession, but also 75 cookies. That's a lot of boxes.
That is a lot of boxes. I remember when we would have to do fundraisers when I was in cheer, and we couldn't sell anything. My mom was always kind of thankfully, let's just give them the money so we don't have to do fundraisers, because it was a lot of time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of time. to do yeah. fundraisers.
And nowadays, the Girl Scouts set up like outside of grocery store, which I think is so clever because that means I don't have to go seek them. Like when I'm going to grocery store, there they are. I'm like, okay, I'll buy like 3 boxes here. Oh, Vanessa, remember when we went to lunch and then I bought like 2 boxes?
I don't even remember that. When was that?
We were in Claremont.
Oh, yes. I think yeah. I remember.
And they were hanging, yes. See, whatever the tables are around, I'll buy a box.
Olivia and I were like, oh, thanks. Thanks for buying on our behalf.
I feel like the parents end up doing more of the selling anyway. I mean, how many times I see them coming with the sheets of paper, I'm like,
oh. Yeah. Or when
you just buy them and put them in the newsroom because they will be eaten.
Yeah.
Or when you would get those, like the fundraising catalogs with overpriced items.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
That's bad chocolate, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I like how he goes to the NYU dorms.
I know.
He goes late at night, yeah, to get the kids who are smoking dope and get the munchies.
Yeah, he sells, he's known as the cookie dude.
Cookie dude.
And he sells them by the case.
He's so smart, see?
Yeah.
The one thing I did like about this too is that the prize is to go to space camp, and this girl is obsessed with space, and I think that's really cool because that's, you know, it's, you know, girls in space in science wasn't, you know, STEM wasn't really a thing then. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I like how they, Chandler and Joey set up the apartment as space camp, put foil paper all over, and the little girl walks into the big recliner, and that's her shuttle. Yeah.
That was great. That shows how all of them are really sweet and they make this little girl's dreams come true.
Yeah, it was. I like that too.
And it also shows the, you know, that they have the kid spirit still in them too. I mean, in some ways they're still kids too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's important to have that as an adult. I was jumping out of a box yesterday trying to scare people. So I was like,
Yes, you are.
I got like,
what is going on out there?
It was a big box. So it's good to have that kid spirit in adults because it just makes life more fun. But I got Sam real good and we didn't get it on video. Which sucks, but it's all right. It was hilarious.
Did you guys have any favorite lines?
You guys like the Phoebe?
Yes. I just like the God bless us, everyone, the quoted Christmas Carol line. That was my favorite. Oh, and then when Chandler walks in, it's the night of the living dead Christmas trees. So that was cute.
I will look at Christmas trees differently now, but I'm still not buying an ugly one.
Yeah, same.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. It's the exciting time in my life, or in Christmas season.
Yeah.
Do you have more than one tree, or do you just have one?
Oh, we get one. Okay. Yeah, we get one. We get probably about a 5 or 6 foot tree. My parents get probably like a 9 foot tree, 8 or 9.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember one year the tree broke in half. So they had to hang the tree up because I believe that the root of the tree, the stem was like super thin. Uh-huh. So it just cracked in half and then it cracked sideways. So they had to hang it up with a piece of thick rope onto the staircase.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love Christmas trees. I can't wait.
Do you get a Christmas tree, Jason?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. We've always had, and I always, you know, I like the live trees better, even though they make a mess.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my dad and my brother and I used to go out and into the woods. We'd cut our own tree.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Which is really cool.
All right.
I have yet to do that. One day I will.
You might get in trouble if you do cut down someone's tree around here.
That's true.
Yes. Yes.
But those farms where you can go and like pick one and cut it yourself, I mean, that's kind of a fun experience for families.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
Especially if you have little ones.
So, yeah, I live in West Hollywood, and the place that used to be the pumpkin patch and the Christmas tree farm
is
now condos.
Oh, no. Mr. Bones is now condos?
Mr. Bones is gone. Oh. They had the Christmas tree lot, too.
Oh, no.
Wow. I was really surprised when I went to New York and I saw just the Christmas trees on the sidewalk. I felt like they did not have a proper place for their exposition or their display. They were just all tied up, like, sitting.
Yeah, there's nowhere to put them.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're still a little ways from Christmas, but it's fun to talk about Christmas, I guess.
I love Christmas.
Sorry. Well, that was fun. Coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Chandler messes around with one of Joey's sisters. You just can't remember which one.
Yeah, there's so many.
Yes. Right? And if you like our podcast, give us 5 stars, leave nice comments, and subscribe, and tell your friends.
Tell your friends to follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram, too.
Good stuff.
Until next time.
Bye.